Good morning and welcome to the series called Around the World. We will discuss issues about our world today. Our topic is gender and inequality, and we're here with Navy,
Izzy,
Natalia,
Jessica,
Olivia,
and Hannah.
Gender inequality has become an increasing problem that has not had much progression in eradicating it. This topic has been swept under the carpet, so to say, for a long time. It is time for change and for people to be aware of the horrific statistics and unimaginable hardships women have to deal with. So let's begin our discussion. To start off,
So here are some facts about gender inequality. So more than 28 countries in Africa perform female genital mutilation, which is not okay.
Yeah.
And 48% of judges in India believe that it is justifiable and okay for a man to beat his wife. And since 1990, the rate of female genital mutilation in the U.S. has tripled. And there are women all around the world who are not allowed to get education, drive, and vote.
Mm-hmm. Some more facts are that top 200 businesses in Africa reveals that only 2.5% of the CEOs for these companies are women. And Cuba has the third best percent of women in their legislature. And in the Middle East, 14% of Arab girls marry under the age of 18. At least 200 million women and girls alive today have undergone female genital mutilation in 30 countries. In Europe, 70% of their trafficking are women, and in the Middle East, 14% of women marry under the age of 18.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah.
Over 150 countries have at least one actively sexist law, and each minute, 28 girls are married before they are ready. One in three women have experienced physical or sexual violence at some point in their life, which I find, like, really sad and frustrating. And 2 million girls are denied an education all over the world. In 2015, there are only 21 female heads of state in the entire world, which is not a lot at all.
Mm-hmm. So. And economic and social discrimination against women is costing Africa more than $100 billion a year, which is crazy. And also in sub-Saharan Africa, women are compressed to 56 cents of new infection among adults, and like that's a lot less than the men make. And also I have a question. How can we make an impact on spreading more awareness of this serious issue? So like throughout the community, state, country.
I feel like just talking about it and like making it known.
Yeah, yeah. Like the awareness.
Yeah. Yeah. And like it's just like no like letting people know that this is going on, and like people know that it's happening, but they don't really see it as that big of a problem, even though it is a very big issue and like very big problem that should be recognized.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like people just kind of like throw it like away, and they don't really like pay attention to it.
Or yeah.
Take it serious.
They should. Yeah, they don't take it seriously.
Yeah, I think we should just start like teaching kids more about it in school and just spreading the awareness of it, because I think that's the first step to.
Yeah.
Like getting rid of it and closing the wage gaps.
I feel like it's not really talked about in school that much.
Oh, yeah, it's not talked about.
No,
but, like, the thing is, like, it's not only just the wage gap thing. Like, there's, like, so much more to it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, so many other factors that, like, make it, like, what it is and, like, other bad things that shouldn't be going on.
Yeah.
Yeah. I have a statistic that there's 62 million girls who are denied education all around the world just because of their gender, which seems really unfair, because then if you don't have education, you can't get a good job.
Yeah, so there's another thing that girls...
Yeah.
Yeah, and it just kind of is a cycle. If they don't have education, then they'll have families who may not have the opportunity to get education.
Or, like, a job.
If they don't have, like, a job, like, and then they can't really make money because they don't really have education to get a job.
So then start that starts with that.
Yeah, and then, like, that leads into, like, other things we were, like, talking about earlier, like, poverty and, like, hunger and stuff. And, like, that kind of stuff, like, leads on with the family and, like, keeps going, I guess.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I have another thing that says gender discrimination loses $95 billion a year because of women not being able to work as much. And I think that that should be a motive if, like, men aren't worried about being equal and they don't care, if they're like more about like money and seeing like percentages, I think they should take a look at that. And then I also have 61% of women in sub-Saharan Africa have the highest labor rates in the world. So they're working really hard and still not getting paid right because they make 70 cents to a man's dollar.
Yeah.
And also women in Europe only make 60% of what men make, even if they're working the same job.
And speaking of that wage gap, I like researched it a little bit, and like, it's not just like the wage gap between men and women that like kind of like bothers me, but like it's the wage gap like between women and like race. So Asian women make 87% of a man's dollar, and then white women make 82%, black women make 65%, and Hispanic women make 58%. So like, even though like women still have that like wage gap between men, like in the women, like there's still wage gaps with the race that they are.
Yeah, that
which is still awful.
Yeah,
bad.
No, that's a really good statistic. Yeah. Also, bringing up a really powerful woman is Malala. I don't know. Down there.
Yeah.
And like, she fought for it a while ago and is still. But like, I feel like we need more people to like
step up.
Spread this awareness and like get it going.
Yeah. So I feel like she like started it, but it's kind of like starting to die now.
Well, she fought for it. She did. Worth dying for it. So.
All right. In 46 countries, women now hold more than 30% of seats in national parliament in at least one chamber, and like only 74 girls enrolled in primary school for every 100 boys in 1990, and it was the same ratio in 2012, and this was just in Southern Asia. And 6 out of 10 of the world's poorest population are women and girls.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah.
Jeez. Oh, and one thing that I just kind of like thinking about right now, like if you think about it, like, there shouldn't be an inequality at all, because obviously cause it's bad, but I was just thinking, like, women are literally, like, the fundamental, like, part of life, like, we literally, like,
they create kids,
life, so, like, I guess that should be something, we should be not said that, we are lesser than men or anything, because, like, we are very equal,
just different sexual orientation.
Yeah, exactly.
And we created all of the men.
Yeah. Exactly, exactly.
So, like, well, okay, I wouldn't say that.
Well,
like,
that's
true. Oh,
I
mean, it takes a man and a woman.
We create women and more women, I mean.
But, like, we keep the men inside of us for 9 months. So, like,
Okay. But I think that, so earlier you guys were talking about female genital mutilation.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
just to, like, touch, like, base on that quick. It's a like a procedure that's done in some cultures that like keeps women from expressing their sexuality.
Yeah.
And I think it's really wrong because it provides absolutely no health benefits and can actually kill women and like cause like a lot of problems with them, but yet it's still being done, and there have been laws, but people just aren't abiding by them at all because they just don't care.
Yeah, and it's actually like seen, it's obviously very bad, and like it causes a lot of problems with pregnancy in the women, like if they like giving childbirth, like it can like cause a lot of problems with that, and just like a lot of problems in general, like it's a lot of pain, obviously.
Yeah.
And they like don't numb you or anything, they just
do it.
Yeah,
that's
like out of bounds, like
that's too far. Yeah,
and it's there is no benefits of it at
yeah
all.
No,
it's
no
just
health
like
benefits.
Pain
yeah,
yeah. It's kind of like, how would the men feel if we
you know what I mean? Like, I just think, like what my mom said, if you don't want something done to you, don't do it to other people.
So. Yeah, exactly. That's a good
point. Nice. Treat others how you want to be treated.
Yes.
There we go.
It's the golden rule.
Nice.
Okay, so, well, that concludes our discussion on gender inequality. Even though there's still so much to discuss, we need to spread the awareness of this issue to not only prevent the increasing inequality of women, but to restore the true meaning of what a human is. We are one and should not be discriminated against based on our sexual orientation. Thanks for listening, and we're going to leave you with the question, how does gender inequality affect you and your family? And how do you think we can close the wage gap and get rid of hurdles in front of girls than men don't experience when it comes to supporting their families and getting education? Thanks for listening. Tune in again next time. Goodbye.